Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Mrs. Judson, who learned from Dr. North that Rosalind was well enough to have her whole family come in and visit with her on Sunday. But the happiness to which they all looked forward was marred by the fact that there would be one absentee. Saturday morning, as Bobby was pulling out of the garage, he saw Miss Arden on her way to the drugstore to get some cosmetics for Rosalind. Hey, Miss Arden.
Hello.
Wait a minute and I'll give you a lift.
Just 5 or 6 blocks.
Oh, that's okay. Come on, hop in anyway. Mornings are still a bit nippy, aren't they?
I should say so. That's one of the reasons why I kept Mrs. Stewart in bed an hour longer.
Are you going to be on the case much longer?
Another week and then back to the registry. I've loved taking care of your wife. I feel like I've known her a long, long time.
That's just how everybody feels about Rosalind. That's how I felt about her the first time I met her. She was waiting tables in a little restaurant across from the office where I worked. I looked up from the menu card to say, ham on rye and a cup of coffee. Well, it was like looking up into heaven, seeing an angel. Well, I guess this is your corner.
Yes, it is.
Say, I wanted to, sometime or other, and I guess this is the time, to apologize for the way I talked to you the day you wouldn't let me in to see Ron. I guess I saw red.
I should have apologized for slapping you. But you made me so gall darn mad.
Well, now that there's no hard feelings.
But not on my part. What's gone is gone, and that's that.
You know, in a way, I envy you. Being so close to Ron. Doing things for her. Having her confidence. She does confide.
No confidences. You know how women are.
But she does talk about me once in a while, doesn't she?
Oh, yes, indeed. And in the most kindly way. The other day she had a good old-fashioned cry. I had one with her. You know, the kind where the mascara runs and your nose gets shiny?
She cried about me?
She told me how wonderful it was when, after you'd been so terribly sick and she was convalescing, that you met in that little alcove. And I guess that little alcove of the world and Romeo had met his Juliet again.
It was, just like that. And poor kid. All the time, she was so worried that I'd see that neck deformity.
That neck deformity doesn't mean so much to you now, does it?
Oh, it doesn't mean anything at all. You know, I'm all washed up with what's just on the surface of any woman.
After all, beauty of any kind is just skin deep. But here I am out buying cosmetics for your wife. Aren't we women funny?
Say, would you take this $2? You don't have to tell Rosa I gave it to you.
I will say you gave it to me, and the cosmetics will come to her with your compliments.
Well, it won't make any difference. Can't do any good now that I know.
It can't do any harm either. Candy, roses, and perfume. Women are terrible sausages. I'm glad to have had this little talk with you. See you Sunday?
Why, I might have some special work at the office on Sunday. But I'll try and look in.
Do that. I'm sure Mrs. Stewart wants you. Bye.
I'm sure Mrs. Stewart wants you. Gee, how I wish that were true. How I wish that were true with all my heart.
Now, look, Uncle Jimmy, ain't I got a right to be proud of that cake?
Well, I'll say you have, Mrs. Jetson.
Shucks, that cake isn't good at all, unless it's cut and served with ice cream.
Now, listen, Johnny, you just move right out of this kitchen. We've got work to do.
Why don't you go over to our house and help Mom? Just because she sent me over here to help Mrs. Jetson.
Now, that's just fine. I got a big mess of dishes to be washed, and they're all stacked in the sink. And, Johnny, you know this kitchen as well as I do.
Say, that's no fun.
You were sent over here by Mother to be helpful, weren't you?
Johnny, you don't want to be coaxed, do you?
Well, just what are you doing to help, Uncle Jimmy?
Me? Well, somebody has to boss the job, you know, and, well, I've been elected.
I think you just appointed yourself.
Huh?
Gosh, I wish I could do that.
Oh, dear, we always got to come back, that Johnny. And a snappy one.
I love the young man, though, with all his faults.
I can hear every word you say.
Mrs. Jetson, won't Rosalyn be thrilled?
I hope so. Now, I've got the cake all frosted.
You know, Bobby met Miss Arden yesterday. Gave her a lift to the drugstore.
I know all about that. She came back feeling mighty blue.
Mm-hmm.
Said it certainly was a pity that a couple as young as Bobby and Rosalyn had to be split up before they even had a chance to rightfully have a roof over their heads they could call their own.
Well, you know, somehow I feel, well, it's purely a hunch, of course, that sometime, somewhere, their destinies lie together. She's part of him, and he's part of her.
I've been wondering just how she's going about getting her divorce. Foolish for people to have to wait a year.
Well, I suggested to Mr. Stewart that we send her to Reno. I think a case like this warrants it. Their marriage, for the time at least, is over.
And their love, too.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Many things that look dead are just sleeping.
Piece of potato salad, will you, Mrs. Jetson?
Why, Dorothy, I think it has a mighty nice taste. Of course, for myself, I'd like just a pinch more salt.
Well, here goes. A pinch.
Dorothy, do you think you'd like to be a cook?
Well, that all depends. I wouldn't want to cook for a living, but someday when I have my home...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're getting a head start. Between Florence and Mrs. Jetson and Rosalind, well, you ought to be pretty well equipped by now. Does Frankie like your cooking?
Frankie Prentice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why should I want to cook for him?
Dorothy, but... child. What's gone with you?
Oh, gee, did I do something?
Well, you've just gone on adding one pinch of salt after another. Oh, my. Good thing you ain't stirred it up. And here, let me just take off that top layer of salt.
I know what it means when you put too much salt in anything.
You mind your business, Mr. Smarty Jr.
Dorothy, dear. You know, it's the most wonderful and the most natural thing in the world to be in love. In love with life, with beauty, with nature, with love, for that matter.
Oh, with Frankie Prentice. That's okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there now. I reckon it'll be all right. Why, Dorothy, you're blushing. Sorry if I flustered you. Mm. Mother Jetson didn't mean to scold.
It isn't that. It's just feeling foolish for a minute.
Isn't it wonderful to feel foolish, even for a minute? Felt that way lately, Mrs. Jetson?
I feel that way all the time, Uncle Jimmy.
Oh.
Oh,
uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, why? Well, if I do feel foolish, it isn't over what you think it is.
No.
Leastways, not the same thing as Dorothy, anyway. I think I'd better just keep quiet, or I might say something that would sound misleading. But, Dorothy, too much salt in the food is a sure sign that a body's in love.
How we all wish that Rosalind had put too much salt in the potato salad that she might have been fixing for Bobby.
about him.
Well, you can certainly be proud of your patient.
Oh, you mean Mrs. Jetson's patient.
Well, give credit where credit is due. Oh, Rosalind, dear, we're all proud of you.
Well, I should say so.
Thanks so much. My, it's wonderful being allowed to act like a human being again for a change. Johnny, are you being treated all right?
I guess Dorothy could stand another dish of ice cream.
Speak for yourself, Johnny.
Mrs. Jetson, that cake tastes like more.
More potato salad?
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, will you help Johnny?
With pleasure. Johnny, your plate, please.
Uh-huh.
There you are.
Where?
Oh, Florence. Don't you think Bobby will look in, even for a few minutes?
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, I've been hoping against hope. But I guess the boy would feel so uncomfortable that it may be for the best.
Mm-hmm. So many things lately have been for the best. Or we've made them so.
Oh, that's the back doorbell. I'll get it. Can't imagine who it is on Sunday. Be right back.
Well, Rosalind, I think it's just about time that this sudden invasion of relatives departed.
I'm so happy. I wish you didn't have to leave for hours.
No, we're not going to wait until you get all worn out. Enough is enough for one day.
Oh, please don't go yet.
Oh, well, another 5 minutes. That'll give Master Johnny time to...
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, don't say another helping of anything.
Sure, I knew you'd all be against me. All except Sister Rosalind.
Come over here, Johnny. Let's take a little look at that tummy of yours. Good heavens, you'll be looking like Humpty Dumpty in a minute.
He will.
Calling for Mrs. Robert Stewart.
Well.
Hey, Mrs. Stewart.
You open the box, Uncle Jimmy. My, but it's long.
Now, is this going to be a surprise? Don't suppose it's old J.D. Brenner.
Really? Oh. It could be anything these days. Miracles still happen.
Such beautiful satin ribbon. My, my. Oh, American Beauty roses.
Uncle Jimmy, they're gorgeous.
Lovely.
Just look at the size of them.
Beautiful, simply beautiful.
But who are they from?
You want me to break the seal on the envelope?
Oh, please do.
Oh, I'm all just right. That anxious.
Go ahead, Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, I guess you better read the card, Rosalind.
Red roses for you. Signed, Bobby.
Bobby certainly made his presence felt with such a beautiful, sentimental present. Could it be possible that Rosalind will give him one more chance?